this account.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Harry Truman was born to play piano. That's all he ever thought about. From the first time he touched those ivory keys, he never had a single doubt. Started playing for all the kinfolks, then in honky-tonks and bars. Never once entertained the thought of playing a silly six-string guitar. He was a piano player, doggone it. Case closed. As he made his way to the gigs he'd play, he found the roads in an awful state. I'm not talking about Missouri, per se, but the thoroughfares weren't so great. And without really knowing what it might involve, he asked the county commission for a job. They recognized his steel resolve and said, "You're hired, Bob." He said, "My name's Harry, Harry Truman." Give 'em hell, Harry, give 'em hell. When the lights came on, they rang your Liberty Bell. From Missouri to the White House, there's one thing Harry knew. If you don't learn to milk a cow, they'll never ask you to. Because Harry's mind was sharp and nimble, those citizens were in luck. He strapped his family's old upright Kimball up in the bed of his county truck. And every day on his lunch break, all that summer long, he'd park his truck beside the lake and play a medley of popular songs. The man sure knew how to string them together, too. It's funny, those roads Harry built led him to the White House under good old FDR. His piano now drew high-class crowds, and he was smoking 50-cent cigars. Somewhere out in New Mexico, they were building atom bombs. But how on earth was Harry to know what the hell was going on? See, he'd been left in the dark about an awful lot until that fateful day. Harry and the rest of the nation got the news that the president had passed away. And in an instant, the music stopped, and the weight of the world fell upon his shoulders. They sent him across the ocean to a summit with Churchill and Stalin too. They posed for pictures out by the barbecue grill, then they went inside for stew. Now, grumpy old Churchill was soon filled with doubt over all Stalin's demands. All Harry could seem to think about was Stalin's tiny little hands. Couldn't be much of a piano player, that's for certain. Give 'em hell, Harry, give 'em hell. When the lights came on, they rang your Liberty Bell. From Missouri to the White House, there's one thing Harry knew. If you don't learn to milk a cow, they'll never ask you to. Well, he traveled wide and he traveled far, and when all was said and done, he went back home and opened up a piano bar and called it Jefferson's Favorite Son. Quit shaving, grew his hair down past his shoulders, and wore a fringed John Lennon vest. Got snide remarks from some of the local elders, but he was loved by all the rest. And every December, as time marched on, he'd put on a red velvet suit and perform his medley of holiday songs to a 21-gun salute. Give 'em hell, Harry Truman, give 'em hell. When the lights came on, they rang your Liberty Bell. From Missouri to the White House, there's one thing Harry knew. If you don't learn to milk a cow, they'll never ask you to. If you don't learn to milk a cow, they'll never ask you to.